Vous écoutez L'Autre Monde. We are at the Hellfest with Steve Moss from the band The Midnight Ghost Train. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, and you?
I'm just played an awesome show. I'm doing great. Yeah.
Completely recovered from the surgery?
No, not yet. I had surgery about 3 weeks ago, so I'm not completely recovered yet, but enough to do what I do on stage. So it's still a little painful, but I got to do it, you know.
You seem like possessed by rock and roll when you play. Do you feel something like that?
It's a lot of the love. I love doing it. You know, I love being on stage. So, you know, that possession is, you know, the love of finally getting to do what I love to do. You know, everything that we go through is for that time on stage. You know, it's all worth it.
It's a 10 years anniversary for the Hellfest. Did you bring a gift?
No. Our music. That's what I brought, yeah. That's all I have to give, yeah.
It's a nice one. May you talk about your big idea to take over the world of rock and roll. You put a message on Facebook.
That's what we're here to do. You know, we're not here to be a small little band. We've got what it takes to be, you know, up there on the main stage and doing what, you know, we're meant to do. And yeah, we're here to continue going, and we're not stopping until we take over the world. So yeah, we got what it takes. So
about your last album, what was your goal when you decided to record on analog tape?
That's how we recorded our previous album too, Buffalo. It's just more our style, and it's, for us, it's easier because we can all play. You know, we have to get it in one take and, you know, get it all in the same room. And it's just, it gives more of a live, you know, real feel to it. You know, that analog sound and that recording analog just has a more, like, tangible feel. And it just captures us better. So I love recording that way.
You mean you record live, all in the same room, like a live show?
Yeah. Yeah, everything is done. We're all in the same room. It's all done in one take. You know, that whole record is how it is. You know, we're all in the same room playing 5 feet from each other, you know. So just like a live show. So it's a lot of fun that way, you know.
A word, especially on the song Straight to the North, what the lyrics deal with, and what was your mind when you created this song, especially?
Straight to the North is actually about, I don't know, it's got like a weird story to it of a captain on a ship, you know, traveling to the northern way. You know, I guess Norway is kind of a, you know, an influence on it, you know, the northern way. And you know, it's a captain traveling on the ship up through the north, and you know, it's just kind of a fantasy, kind of a weird thing to talk about, you know. And when you're writing so many songs, you know, and you gotta pick from a lot of different things, you know. It can't all just be about rock and roll and banging chicks, you know. So you gotta think outside the box, you know.
When you see the guy on the poster of the Hellfest, don't you think that he looks like the guy on your cover of your last album?
Yeah, he kind of does that. I mean, half of his face is missing on this, but yeah, he does kind of look like him. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I didn't notice that, but yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the Big Brother and Big Sister program?
Yeah. The Big Brother Big Sister program is a program my father actually started, you know, when he was still in college. And it's not over here in Europe, but we support it very heavily over in the U.S. It's a program that, you know, takes kids from underprivileged, you know, homes who don't have, you know, parents to give them the time of day, and, you know, troubled kids, and it matches them up with, you know, a big brother, per se, where, you know, they take them out, go play basketball with them, go to the movies, go to a ball game, you know, do things with them to be a mentor and a big brother. And it's a free program for the kids to get involved with, and it's, you know, it's a life-changing thing. You know, so many people over the years have been affected by it, and just, you know, it's changed their life. And, you know, kids who aren't able to have that closeness with their parents or with an older brother or anything, or, you know, come from really broken down homes get a chance to be, you know, to have a big brother and a mentor or a big sister, you know, to help them out, you know. So it's a great program, and, you know, we support it a lot. So
what will you do in the next weeks? Promote the album, play gigs, of course.
Yeah, we've got a big tour that we're on right now, and so tomorrow we play Spain, and, you know, we've got several more countries left to do, several more shows, and just going to do what we do, rock and roll. So, yeah.
Will you come back in France soon?
Yeah, we're going to be playing Rock and Boulogne in about a week or so. So, yeah, we're excited for that. And then we always come back to France, so we play Paris all the time, and, you know, so we'll be back again.
Do you feel that there is something different in the French audience?
The French audience has always gone really crazy for us. A lot of people have told us, like, French just like to stand there and not do anything. But when every show we've ever played in France, it's fucking insane. It's always really crazy, and the people go nuts for us in France. So we love playing in France, especially in Paris. It's a madhouse when I don't know, have you ever seen us play Paris? No, it's a complete madhouse. So we have a lot of fun. It's probably the best country for us. We enjoy playing France a lot.
I will tell you five places, and you can take one.
Okay.
You can choose the Cave of the Flintstone, the Sherwood Forest, the 221B Baker Street, house of Sherlock Holmes, the secret house of Elvis Presley in Antarctica, or the mansion of the Adams family. Where would you like to live?
Elvis Presley.
Yeah, why?
He's a hero of mine. Elvis Presley actually is a huge reason of why I play music. I used to want to be Elvis when I was a little kid. Like, Elvis Presley's a big inspiration to me, so that's an easy one, yeah.
Last word you would like to say to your French listeners?
C'est bon. Comment allez-vous? You know, we're going to be back again and again and again. We play Paris all the time. We play all over France. And our new album, Cold with the Ground's out now on Napalm Records. And we're going to take over the world, so better get in on it soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.